Gitten, Perigdal Mishneches. Hamoitzi is ishtei mishum eilenis. A man is moitzi ishtei, divorces his wife mishum eilenis. He says that b'shas gerushin, the reason why he's megarisha is because she has a physical condition that she can't have children. She's an akoro. Reb Yehuda oimel lo yachse. Here also we have a takono lo yachse. He can't take her back because maybe he'll be moitzi las that the only reason why he was megarisha was because she was an analyst. She went and she married somebody else, and with somebody else she could have children. So she had children. He'll say, oh, I never would have divorced her. So the whole get was betoys. If she would have been a balas bottom, I would have kept her. So merely he's moitzi las. Now, this needs a little bit hesber because l'chayra, an islandess, won't have children. So he divorces her. She's not going to have children with somebody else. So let's break it down a little bit. An islandess is a woman, miloshen ayil, which is a loshen zocher, is that she's not mevia shtei sairis by the time she's 20. Normally a naira is mevia shtei sairis, physical signs of maturity, when she's 12. That turns her into a gedola. Here she doesn't have. We're talking here, by the way, how did he make a mistake of not knowing she's an analyst? Partially, he married her when she was younger. He was Mekadosh from the father. And when she was 12, she didn't have someone. Okay, so he waited. Lamaisa, she went till the age of 20. And she doesn't have someone. Simoni Island is, by the way, is not only that she's enemy via Simonim. It's that her voice is a voice of a man. There's other physical Simonim. So some Rishonim understand, this is the way Tosfos learns, it's the easiest way to learn the Mishnah, Tosfos Yom Tov brings, is to learn that we're not talking over here about a woman who has all the simonim of an island. She's not an islandess mufekes. Why? Because if she would be, there's no way the second husband, she would have children. We're talking about a woman who has certain simonim islandess. He's saying that he never would have married her. I'm sorry, he's saying that he never would have divorced her. L'b'soif, it turns out that she's not such an islandess. And Lamaisa, she did have children. So on that, it can be Moitzi Laz. If not, it's Nisht. It can't be Moitzi Laz. Rashi learns over here is that we're talking about even the Isha that's Nizgarsha, that she's an island is Vadois. Vafilu Hochi, there's a Mikra Nodi that she could have children with Melu Choshish. There's another point there to make also. L'chayra, a woman who's an island is, Aviva, if the husband wants to be Megarish, he doesn't have to divorce her. The Kedushin is Botel of Mafreya because it's a Mekach Tois. This is a Mishnah Mufureshes in Yevomis Davbeis that by Tzorois Arayis, where the two women are married to one person who died, the two of them are Zkukim Lenefila, both of them are married, one has a din that she's not Nefelis Leibim, the other one also goes out, and the Mishnah says, Bekulon, the relationship is that both were legitimately married to the mace. Mashenkin, if one of them was an islandess, then the Kedushin is Botel Mafreya, it's a Mekach Tois. Nobody wants to marry an islandess. Simkeni was never married to her in the first place. If she's the Erva, the Tzora is not a Tzora of an Erva, because it turns out that her co-Tzora was never married to the husband in the first place. So you have a Mishnah Mufureshes that you don't need a get by an islandess. He can send her away. He can send her packing without a get. So came, why is our din that, oh, he wouldn't have divorced her because she's an islandess. So l'chor, that's another reason why Tosfos has to learn that it's not an islandess gemura. The Mishnah, Nivamas Davbeis, is talking about she's an islandess gemura without any hope whatsoever. So they are divided to Mekach Tois. The Mishnah Bayos is talking about an islandess which usually she's not going to have a child. But Kenzain that, yeah. Kenzain, there's a mokum refuah for an islandess which is not an islandess muvekas. She only has some of the Simoni islandess. Therefore, A, the Kedushin is not a tois. B, it's shaykh over here, kilko, because later on she could actually have children. But according to Rashi, we said it's either one, because even an islandess vadois, bitzad yoyser roch, she could have children. What you have to say is that the Mishnah in Yevomis is talking about that he was only married to her with erisin. So over there, there's umdina that a person married a woman and she was found to be an islandess, that it's mamash mekach tois. Mashenkin, if they had lived together, she was in the sua. Ein adam oisu bilosu bilaznus. There's an umdina muchachas that because he lived with her, that he wants the marriage to be a marriage b'chol oifin, he'll divorce her. And he'll divorce her because she's an analyst, but he doesn't want to be mevatel kedushin l'mafreya. Therefore, the get is necessary, but it can be Moitzi Laza. The get was only Mipnei Sibizu. That's the way to learn the Mishnah. Now, what's interesting over here is that this Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is the same Rabbi Yehuda than the previous Mishnah held that by Moitzi Isha Mishum Nedem Mishum Moitzi Shemra, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Nedem Shiyot B'Rav Loyachs, it's only Alts Knas. We explained that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of the Kilkul. What's happens to the Mishnah over here? So the Gemara speaks out that Enachanami, he holds that the Kilkul, this Hochshash of these two Mishnahs, he holds, is only by a Moitzi Isha Mishum Islandis and not Moitzi Isha by Moitzi Shemra or another. The way the Gemara explains the Tos Yonta makes the Cheshmin, Rabbi Yehuda holds in the previous Mishnah by a Neder, that there's no Mokum Kilkul, by a Neder, Hatzor Chakiris Chochom, he holds like a Belozo, and the Neder, that the Baal could be Mefri, he holds like a Mefri. He doesn't have the Cheshash. But he does have the Cheshash in this Mishnah. And over here, that's why he says Loyaksa. That's when he said he's masking to whoever there's a Kilkul, Loyaksa. That's part of the Takon. The Chachom hold over here, there's no Kilkul. Here the Gemara has to make a doichik. Why the Chacham argue? Look at all the Chacham so far. We had Mamish Pe'ech and all the Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yitzchak Yehuda. Everybody holds of the tikkun of not taking her back. Mipnei Kilkul. What's up is who the Chacham? That seems to be the Das of the Rav Chacham. The Rav Chacham just told us that there is a Chashash. So here the Gemara brings in a different idea. That the Chashash over here is, we're saying that a husband was Megarish his wife. A husband was Megarish his wife because of this Siba, because of Kilkul. If you hold like Rameyer's Shita is, we have later on the Masechta, Michlal Lav Ata Shemeihen. The Gemara brings in the idea that in order for the Tanai to be a Tanai, Mishpate Atnoim is Mechayiv, that the husband should speak out the Tanai and he has to speak it out both sides. I'm divorcing you all tonight that you're an Adronis, an Islandist, etc. And if you're not an Islandist, you're not an Adronis, then I'm not divorcing you. Mechalal lav ein atashemehen, you have to speak out both sides. Chalein ein atashemehlav, mechalal lav ein atashemehen. That being said, if you didn't speak it out, betzim there's no more kumakalkala. Tanakama holds not that way. So Tanakama holds, even if he didn't say it Mufurish, so we know that that's what he was talking about. He doesn't have to speak it out with the Gansarikos. So Melo, there's a Mokum Lekalkul. Remeir, who's this Chachomim, holds that there's no Mokum Lekalkul. We have Remeir in the last mission, it does hold that way. So Gemara over here has to say a Doichik, that Remeir in the case before was talking about where he did speak it out. So Melo, there is a Mokum Lekalkul. But where it wasn't spoken out, then it won't be Mevatel to get if it turned out not the way he thought, because the fact that you said it one way won't be mevatel to get unless you speak out both ways, the hein and the lav, you make it tonight kofu. And Mimel and our Mishnah, we're talking about the regular case, we don't speak it out both ways, so it's not kshash kilkul. Nises la'acher, v'hoi lo bonim hemenu. Stam, we were talking about islandless, so we mentioned there's a possibility of a woman who's an islandless, and he could divorce her, or he did divorce her, because she's an analyst. And then the kilkul is that she's going to go get married to somebody else and she's going to have children. So what taka happens? She goes and she gets married. Now the halacha is that a husband could divorce his wife who's an analyst and he can tell her she's not a bas bonim. He doesn't have to give her a ksuba. That's a din. Mishnayis and ksubas. However, what happens if she goes to somebody else and she got married? She got married, she had children. Now she goes back to her first husband. She says, v'hite vas ksubosa. She says, I'm a bas bonim. I'm not a vada analyst. You owe me a ksuba. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'm in law. Shtikusich yofaloch midiburich. At kama that you're going to open up your mouth and say, I owe you a ksuba. You're not an analyst. So then I'm going to be moitzi las in your first ksuba. And he can use that taina with miyayitzer. It sounds like he can use that taina to actually not pay her a ksuba. The same chash kilkul that says that he shouldn't take her back if he divorced her is now going to say that he divorced her b'chol oifin, but it's also going to say that she can't ask for a ksuba. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we tell her shtikusach yofaloch. Mishnah test. Hamoiches atzmei v'zbonov legoy. Person sold himself and his children legoy. Kfer l'chavno. He sold himself because he was desperate for money, but l'maisi, he put himself in a situation where his whole shmir, steiru mitzvahs, is compromised. Ein poidin oisai, even though this batsim is a mitzvah of pidyon shvuim, chazal asud, those that want to tie it, doesn't mean mamish osa, but the pashas of the Mishnah is ein poidin oisai, means it's an issa. Why? In order that's on somebody else. Mimena yomundu v'gam yishmu, that nobody should do such a thing. It's a gefelach avla for a person to sell himself. But even where he and his family are taken away from authentic Yiddishkeit, is a gefelach avla. So better to make him a korban and he should suffer, and others shouldn't be tempted to the same fate. The Gemara puts a few different limits to this. First of all, if there's a pekuch nefoshes, then ein dove oimid lefnei pekuch nefoshes, semela wepoite. It's only als sakonites Yiddishkeit. That we have to protect the klal. Second of all, the Gemara says that we're not talking about a person who does this one time. Hamoiches atzmi vezbonov legoi is somebody who's rogel. He does it twice or three times. That's the lashon of hamoiches, he does it. Not misha moches atzmi vezbonov legoi. Not somebody who does it one time. Since it's the father that did this deed, so if the father's not around anymore, the avadi can be paid to the bonum. Hamoiches sadeu legoi lekeach umevi mimenu bikurim v'pnei tikkun olam. This is a new din, and it's a very interesting din. A person sells a sada to a goy, and in the field there's peiris that grow. Now, when a person sells his field in Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about, to a goy, what is the status of that field as far as mitzvah satluyas ba'aretz is concerned? There's a famous machlokes, it's really a machlokes tanoim, that the Gemara brings over here, the sugya barichus. If yesh kinyan biad akum lafkia from the soil of Eretz Yisrael from the Terumas of Isis. That means like this. Yiddisha owned land in Eretz Yisrael, it's owned by Yidin, that makes Kedusha Sa'aretz, and that makes mitzvah satluyas ba'aretz, Terumas, Maisvis, Bikurim, etc. L'chayra, land that was never captured by Yidin, is not part of Eretz Yisrael. What happens if a goy owns a field in Eretz Yisrael? Does the ownership of the goy now take it out of Eretz Yisrael, so to speak? Or the land is still in Eretz Yisrael? It happens to be, you can't control what a goy does. And by the way, you're not allowed to sell a field in Eretz Yisrael to a goy. This is the famous controversy around whether you could sell the fields in Eretz Yisrael to a goy, and with that be mafkia mitzvah shvius, and thereby get around this shmita, is what's called a het mechira. Now, Rabbi Seinu didn't hold that the het mechira for a variety of reasons. They held that the mechira is bogus. To sell the whole Eretz Yisrael is ridiculous. Why is it different than selling chometz, kvar harichu by tuva? But they don't hold in the mechira at all. But on a theoretical level, if a yid would sell one field to a goy, we could say, no, now the goy is exercising ownership of the field. Does the field be'etzem still have kedusha Eretz Yisrael, that the fruit in the field have a din shmita? Where this is negeya is Arab owned land. If the produce of the fields that are controlled by Arabs, not where the fields are sold, you know, just a fictitious mechira, where Arabs taka own the field legally, and they produce vegetables where the fields now itself can't produce during shmita. Even if they produce certain vegetables, they're svichin, whatever, without getting into all these surah shvias, but there's an issa d'rabban on vegetables that are grown in Yiddish-owned fields, theoretically you could buy from Arab produce. The shaila is only whether Arab produce has kedusha shvias and has all the limitations of how to eat kedusha shvias. This is a major machloikis, a famous machloikis in the Beis Yosef and the Mabit Har Paskin, whether yesh kinyan biad akum lafkia midei Yisrael kedusha shvias biyachas to the mitzvah of Shemitah. The minhag in Yerushalayim for many years was to rely on the Mabit, that sodas that belong to Arabs don't have Kedusha Shvius. The minhag in Bnei Brak was to pass like the Chaznish, who was Machriya, very stark like the Mabit. The first Shita was like the Beis Yosef. The minhag of the Chaznish was to be Machriya like the Mabit, that the fields in Eretz Yisrael that are owned by Arabs do have Kedusha Shvius. And even though you buy them from Arabs, and you could, you don't have to stop them from planting. And they're not also al svichin, they don't have an issur d'rabbanan, but you do have to treat them with the requisite kedusha shvias. Our Mishnah holds that be'etzem, the field that's owned by the goy, is no longer having kedusha Eretz Yisrael, and mamel, there is no mitzvah to bring bikurim from it. The Mishnah says that this is a takona mipnei tikkun ha'olam. Now, it's interesting, the Mishnah brings bikurim. It's much more of a basic place for this din, not lagabi bikurim, lagabi trumas and maisvis. And on that, the Rishonim Mazbe, the avada, if a field was sold to a goy, one is not mechuyev to buy the produce of the field off the goy to be mafish trumas and maisvis. Why? And the Rishonim Mazbe, Rashi is mevushin daf from Zayin and Mebeis, that mitzvah trumas and maisvis is a din, a mitzvah, a chiyuv, an iser that's chal in the produce. It's an iser chefta. On the produce that's produced from a field near itself, chal Hashem tevel. There's a din in the produce that it has to be hufrash in order to be matir the rest of the kriya, and part of it becomes trumas and maisvis. But there's no mitzvah on the owner of the field to be matir. Bikurim, that doesn't make tevel. Bikurim is just, there's a mitzvah on the gavra to separate, be magdish, and bring bikurim. And that din is mevatel his own mitzvah's gavra. On that, if he sells the field, even though batsim it's not mechuyiv, because the Mishnah holds that it's takanat mechuyiv, but he has to go and he has to buy back that produce and bring it to Yerushalayim. And the reason why is obviously because we don't want him selling fields in Eretz Yisrael to a goy. The Maisa then the Gemara shocked with this. The Gemara ultimately comes out that Ken Zayin, that our Mishnah holds also Yesh Kinyim, that Ein Kinyim Biyarakum Lafkia, and Avada the land stays with the mitzvah at Luis Barat, and the produce, the first fruits of the land are Yemuchuiv Mikurim, and Mitzvah Sateri does have a din. But the Gemara brings episode reason why at a certain point they weren't Mechayivim to go buy. They wanted the Kinyin of him selling to the Goy. They wanted they didn't want him to buy the fruits of the from the Goyish field. And then later on, they took off that takon. They took on the sale. They told him to go buy from that field. And if they took another, it's mechuyev to go buy it. So that's a back and forth, and that's why it's a question how to learn psak halacha. Do we hold yesh kinyan biyad akum lafkiyah? Do we not hold? Like we said, it's machlokes. How to pasken halacha l'maisa.